Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. I just wanted to introduce my co-presenter today. Beth Hopping is a doctoral student in our program at UNC Chapel Hill in nutrition. I'm going to start out introducing our study and what we've been doing, and Beth is going to talk about the results. I should mention that we're right in the middle of this intervention as we speak. We have promotions in the grocery stores right now. We had hoped to be at the end, but we'll talk a little bit about why that is not exactly the case. But interesting stuff we've been finding that we'd like to share with you. So we're looking today at a local loyalty project. It's a five-year USDA-funded project through the AFRI mechanism. And neither Beth nor I have anything to disclose. So, as I mentioned, it's a five-year study. It's based at NC State University. The grand goals of the project are to try to get more locally grown, locally produced, locally fished foods into more traditional markets, so into a grocery store chain and into the military commissaries in North Carolina. And we're focused at UNC Chapel Hill specifically on how to get consumers to want to buy more, to be motivated to buy more local North Carolina products. One of the first things we did was actually to evaluate some projects, some promotions already going on in the grocery store chain around promoting locally grown in terms of having products in the store during one day and people sampling them. So that was our first project. But today we're going to be talking about our local loyalty promotion testing. And the point of that is really to see if we can do some promotions in grocery stores to see if we can activate consumers to be interested in buying local, and also to see if attitudes about that grocery store chain change as they see it as a place to go for local foods. Right. So not a lot of folks are actually aware of where they can get locally grown products, particularly when you're looking at more traditional markets. Of course, we're aware that there's CSAs, like folks on the panel talked about. There's farmers markets. But a lot of folks are not shopping in those particular outlets, but they are shopping in grocery stores. So what can we do to let people know that there are products that are locally produced in their grocery stores, and what effect does that have on the purchases in the stores and the feelings towards that grocery store chain? So we have a partner chain that's based in North Carolina. We're working on doing three different promotions in both the main chain, and it's also got a low-cost cousin that we'll talk more about in a moment. But for both of those stores, we have three intervention stores that we have chosen. We've also worked with the headquarters of the chain to match the three intervention stores with three comparison stores that were matched on location, type of clientele, and age of the store. So the three different promotions, which I'll be telling you about, they're each disseminated, or they will be disseminated for a month, as in they're in the store for a month, with a two-week washout period in between. And the promotions that we're trying right now include a social norming approach, using economic messages around local foods, having a farm stand so folks can find all of the local foods in one place in that store. And we'll be talking a little bit about some potential ideas for the lower cost chain that we'll be working in later. So we've worked with the stores to actually be able to email out surveys to their customers. We did this for baseline, so before we put any of the promotions in the stores. And then we'll also do that during the washout period between each of the promotions. We'll also be gathering data on the sales in the store to look and see if there's a change in the amount of local food. And here I'm talking about meat, dairy, seafood, of course produce as well, and looking at the difference between local and non-local purchasing. Also, we're making sure that the promotions that we put up in the stores remain and are, we're looking at fidelity. So just to make sure that they're actually up in the stores, that they continue to be up in the stores, that things haven't fallen down, that signage is accurate. And we'll continue to do that throughout the promotions. And lastly, we'll also be talking to the store managers. A lot of these store managers have done a lot of different promotions and things in the stores, and they've really helped us figure out what will work, what they don't think will work, and are really our key allies in the stores. So just a little bit of information about the actual promotions. The first one that we've worked on is using some behavioral economic strategies, particularly the social norming approach. We found that through prior research that folks have done that it's particularly useful to look at things like binge drinking in college campuses and things like that in terms of showing people what folks are actually doing and trying to nudge behavior in that way. And so we're looking to see if this might be a useful thing for buying local. Can we nudge folks because they think that other people in the stores are also buying local? So just a little bit of information on how we actually went about developing our social norming messages. We were in the grocery stores doing customer intercept surveys to ask these three questions. We asked people if they prefer to buy local, if it's available, and if yes, why do they prefer to buy that? And then looking at what their primary reason is. We use this to develop these messages, and an example is right there. The number one reason Chapel Hill shoppers prefer to buy locally grown food is to support North Carolina shoppers. And these were created and put in grocery store carts, and we'll show you a picture in a moment. Right there. So this is what they actually look like in the carts. Simple messages displayed in the carts that consumers see. They're both, when they're pushing the cart, they can see what's in their cart, and it's double-sided, so you can see what it says on other folks and other customers' carts as well. We discerned to put it there because in these stores in particular, they never had anything on their cart signage, and as Beth will tell you in a little bit, there's been a lot of different messages in grocery stores. As you can imagine, when you think of going to a grocery store yourself, there's lots of signs everywhere, so we worked with the store manager to figure out where would be the best place to put it, and this is the place that they suggested. We also developed some economic messages, and that's our second promotion. These are some examples of what we put in, including why buy local. Spending on local food keeps your money in your community. The second one is actually looking at how much money circulates in your community if you're buying locally, and that's from some research that was done as part of this study. And the last one that we're trying is the farm stand, and this is actually what one of the farm stands looks like. So there's signage about the fact that it's from North Carolina. You can't see, but there's signage about what the actual farm is with pictures of the farmers, placing all the produce and some processed foods that are done in North Carolina as well, all in one particular place and highlighting it so that customers can actually find it. I'm going to turn it over to Beth. She's going to give you a little information about what we're currently finding.
So, like Molly said, we had panel surveys that we emailed out to a random sample of shoppers at the 6 stores, the 3 intervention and 3 comparison stores. And so we wanted to use these to be able to determine the effectiveness of our promotion. So if we measure things like intention to purchase local food before the intervention and then after the intervention, we can see if we've affected some change. So in our baseline surveys, we had responses back from 282 shoppers. So we had a 41% response rate, and this is across the 6 stores that we were working in. So the surveys were emailed not by us, but because we're working with this grocery store chain, they really want customers to perceive everything to be coming from the chain and not from this external research group from university. And so we put the surveys through the company's contractor that they use to administer all of their market research surveys. Customers had to meet certain criteria to be eligible to participate in the panel. So they had to have shopped in the store within the last 30 days to be considered sort of a regular shopper of the store. they had to be at least 18 years of age, English speaking, and have an email address on file. And so the way they have the email address is through the loyalty card that you might have at your grocery store. And then follow-up surveys, like we said, will be distributed after each promotion that we run during the washout period. So this is just a few example questions from the survey that we sent out. And then here's some demographics of the respondents from the first baseline panel survey. So as you can see, even though we had that random sample of shoppers, our respondents tended to be older white women who had a fairly high annual household income. We asked about why they choose to shop at this particular store. And you can see the most common responses here. They said things like it's close to where they live, for their sales or events, because they feel the products are good quality. But 43% also said because it sells local products. And that was before we ran any of our promotions. We also asked questions about their feelings about the store and the community engagement of the store, and also the relationship with local food. And so, as you can see, most people really felt, before we ran any of our promotions, that the stores were engaged in the community, that they had relationships with local food producers. And we also asked about their attitudes about buying local foods. So most people said that they buy locally grown, caught, or processed foods most of the time or sometimes. 86% agreed or strongly agreed that it was important to buy local foods. And 93% said that they preferred to buy local over non-local produce. And this was also true about meat, dairy, and seafood, but the preference wasn't quite as high. So we have finished our first promotion in the stores, and we just recently got our second panel survey data back, so this is our first follow-up survey. We asked, just to gauge exposure to the intervention, have you seen store promotions, for example, signs encouraging the purchase of local foods in your store? And across the three test stores, on average, about 92% of people said yes, they had seen these. But also in the comparison stores where we hadn't done anything, 80% of people said that they had seen them. So when we asked specifically about the farm stand display, which you saw a picture of, and that was the picture that we showed them in the survey, that was actually out of the Greensboro store, which is the only one that actually received the farm stand promotion. But most people thought that they had seen it in their store. When we asked about the signs that we had in those grocery cart sign holders, we showed two pictures of economic messages, one picture of a social norm sign, and then two shams that were completely made up. So Sanford was the only store that had the economic messages. Chapel Hill was the only store that had the social norms messages. But people in those stores weren't particularly good at reporting which signs they had seen, and neither was anyone at any other store. We also asked them where they had seen these signs. If they responded yes, they had seen them, and we had a pretty low proportion of people who said correctly that they had seen them in the grocery carts. So that might not look very impressive so far, but actually, as Molly mentioned, there's been a lot of noise in the store. So the store that we're working with happened to be going through a major rebranding campaign right about the time that we started our research, and they are really trying to position themselves as being a local company that sells local products. And so as you can imagine, they have a lot of their own promotions going to promote that right now. And so understandably, it could be difficult to distinguish our promotions from what the store is doing on their end. So partially because of that, we're also planning to expand this research to the lower cost chain that is also owned by the same company, but they're not doing the same renovations or rebranding around local in those stores. And so we feel that we won't have quite as much contamination to our research when we work in these stores. And we're also really interested how we can strengthen ties between North Carolina farmers and lower income shoppers, and how we can increase the amount of fresh, locally produced, and healthy foods available to lower income consumers. So again, we have three test and three comparison stores that we'll be working in. We'll begin with in-depth interviews with customers of the three intervention stores to try to just understand more about how lower income consumers make decisions around grocery shopping, what their perceptions are of local, what their priorities are, et cetera. And then we'll use this information to help guide the development of the interventions that we'll be testing in these stores. Right now, we're sort of thinking that we might do something similar as to the main chain that we're working in. So we might do social norms approach and economic messaging again, produce packs, which I'll describe in a second, and also just doing local product placement. And again, we'll be developing or conducting the follow-up surveys to determine effectiveness of our interventions. So to produce PACS promotion, just briefly, if we do this, what we'll do is bundle local produce into amounts that are specific to the WIC cash value voucher amounts to try to make it more accessible to lower-income shoppers, and we'll be marketing those to WIC and SNAP clients as well as everyone else. And our hope is that this will facilitate healthy cooking and fruit and vegetable consumption. And we feel that it has the potential to significantly elevate consumption of locally grown fruits and vegetables, but also to model a new pathway between local growers and lower-income consumers. So we mentioned some of the challenges with working with a grocery store chain is the contamination issue with promotions that the store is running with promotions that we're trying to run through our research and to be able to test. Also, trying to navigate the corporate structure can be a little bit difficult. It can be time-consuming, and we've had some issues. As Molly mentioned, we hope to be a little bit farther along by now. But trying to just get permission from the right people before we can proceed with each step can be a little bit challenging. That's all. We'll be happy to take questions.
So we are partnered with this particular grocery store chain. Because of that, we're going with the definition they have, and it's pretty much North Carolina. So they work with any farm that is willing to work with them. They've just rolled out where they do more of direct sales, I mean direct purchasing from farmers. And
do they?
We don't think they require GAP certification for this direct-to-store sales that they're doing. But they're trying to, I don't know if they have a specific radius that they use, but each individual store has been empowered to make their own purchases with farmers in the area. So that's been sort of a major change for the store because they do go through a large warehouse for a lot of their produce, and then you can't really track it. So we're really trying to track that local direct to the store sales. And they're doing a lot of different promotions around trying to say what's the benefit of local. And that's why it's getting a little confusing between what we're trying to do and what the store is trying to do. But a lot of it is economic messaging and just the community feel as well in terms of supporting people who live in your community by buying from people.
Yeah, and also with regard to size of the farms, you might remember the exact definition. It's specifically meant to be small and mid-sized farms, so not the large-scale farms. And it's a little bit self-selecting because the farmers have to be willing to transport their produce or whatever their product is to the store for this direct-to-store delivery piece. And so they're likely not that far away from each store. And it's not, in this case, since it's not going through the distributor, it's... like one farm isn't necessarily supplying to the entire chain. It's just maybe to one specific store within the chain.
Mm-hmm. Can they green?
We're laughing because we worked on that for months to try to figure out because every particular item needs its own UPC code. And some of the items do have local flags, but as I think one of us mentioned, anything that comes through the distributor sort of gets aggregated with non-local produce. So that's why a lot of what we're measuring is that direct-to-store sales. This is very challenging with produce, but it's a little bit easier with seafood and dairy and meat that are more specifically coming from a particular farmer. So that's easier. The produce is a challenge. And we're still sort of working on that, and that's why we're working specifically with the stuff coming direct from farmers.
Thanks for your presentation. It's really interesting. And I'm really impressed with how you work with the store owners, and you got to share their data. And I'm wondering if you could provide a few tips for how to get store owners to share.
So, a couple of things. When the grant was put in, NC State University had developed that relationship with this store. So it hasn't actually been a challenge getting the data. It's actually been more of a challenge figuring out what the store is doing. So we had been going along on this parallel track, having no idea that they were going to rebrand. And we're about to roll out our promotions and found out that they were going to rebrand. And we're talking about redoing the stores, redoing the signage, redoing the logo, T-shirts, yes, many, many, many things. So the data actually has been fine in terms of getting it, just because that relationship was built before the grant even went in. And they're committed. We have something called the 10% campaign in North Carolina, where both people and businesses take a pledge that at least 10% of what they eat will be local. And this grocery store had already made that pledge several years before this grant started. So they were sort of on board with that particular piece.
I'm going to ask all of our presenters actually to come up again. So if there's other questions, we have about 10 minutes left. So if we... So then people can ask some questions that they weren't able to ask earlier. So Betty and Naomi and Alicia, please come up too. But then we can take another one.
Do you have a question in green?
Are you referring to the people who are preventing us information about their purchasing, like the panel survey respondents, or right? So, like the double up program. No. So, really, what we're trying to do is see if we can. There are a couple different things. We want to know if people are just more aware, if that's good enough, because they care about buying local. So, if they know it's there and it's easy for them to do, they'll do it. The second one is sort of a cultural shift. So if they understand that it's, you know, has a really large impact in their community, if it's, you know, supporting local farmers, if maybe they themselves are farmers, if they care, then they want to do it. And so we feel like those are a little bit longer term shifts that would sustain themselves rather than having to do the incentives to buy each time.
I can answer that a little bit. Partially, it's been somewhat challenging. But we're doing two different things. So a lot of the project is just to try to get these different North Carolina products into these places. And then we're working on trying to get the customers to buy them. So a lot of what is being done right now is just working on getting producers to get contracts with the military. That's been fairly challenging. And even trying to figure out who within the military structure is the person to deal with, because the commissary is run by like an independent contractor that's separate from the military, and they contract with them. So do we work with the military? Do we work with that independent contractor? So that has sort of been a hard nut to crack, and I'm still working on that piece. And we haven't even gotten into starting to do the consumer piece with military yet. For the direct-to-store sales, they're not required. Mostly they're just looking at trying to build relationships between the farmer and the store, and they're not requiring that. I mean, we see that a lot with, like, farm-to-school and things, that schools require this GAP certification that they have, that farmers have food safety processes in place. We're not seeing that specifically with these individual relationships between the one stores and the farmers at this point.